Sitka Community Hospital has a new CEO. Hugh Hallgren started work on September 15th. He's been a hospital administrator since 1982 and comes most recently from Ketchikan. He joins us now to talk about his new position and his goals from the hospital. Hugh Hallgren, welcome.
Thanks.
I want to ask you about the future, but first let's talk a little bit about the hospital right now. As you look at Sitka Community Hospital from a CEO's standpoint, how healthy is the hospital compared to its peers? Give us a diagnosis.
Well, unfortunately, compared to its peers, it's about average. The smaller hospitals, and in particular the small community hospitals, are not in very good shape across the United States. Many of them are struggling. Certainly the amount of revenue that they received has been shrinking over the years. The demand for their services continues to rise, and it's difficult to provide more services, and usually more intensive services, for less money every year.
Now, about the future, when you look at where you want to take it from where it is now to, maybe 10 years down the road, where do you see the hospital 10 years from now?
My vision for the hospital is that it will operate like a beautiful little Swiss watch. It's hard to do in a smaller institution because virtually every individual that works there is vital to the operation and success of the hospital. Those individuals have real lives in addition to their work lives, and so they come and go as they're ill or as they move to another community or as their career changes in some way. So what I think that we have in mind for our employees is to make sure that everybody is cross-trained so they can fill in for people that may suddenly no longer be there or may not be there that day. The whole hospital is a team of healthcare workers that take care of patients. That's our job. And as a team, we have to be able to kind of step up and put in extra effort whenever another member of the team isn't able to do their best work.
With the long-term fiscal health of the hospital, where do you see the finances now, and where would you like them to be?
Well, a lot of that depends really on the insurance package that Congress is debating right now. It would be very helpful to every hospital in the country if every patient that came to our door was able to pay for their health care. One of the stresses on the entire health care system, as well as our hospital here in Sitka, is that everybody doesn't pay. And when everybody doesn't pay, that means the people that do pay have to pay more in order to make up the difference for the people that pay less or don't pay at all. So I think that leveling the playing field for everyone would be very helpful to us as a provider and helpful to everyone as a patient, because if you're paying the same rate as everybody else, you get the same service as everybody else anyway. But it reduces the financial stress on the system, and it reduces the financial stress on individuals.
Sitka has a fairly unique situation for a community its size in that it has two hospitals. And I know that the hospital world can be competitive sometimes, but how do you see the relationship between Sitka Community Hospital and Search?
Well, I've worked with leadership at Search ever since I came to Alaska. I started off at Manilik Health Care Organization in Kotzebue, up above the Arctic Circle, and so I got to know the leadership of Search through the different meetings and things happening in the state in healthcare as we work together. I enjoy them. I work well with them. We have very similar missions in some sense in that we're both providing healthcare, but we provide it to mostly different populations. I see a lot of opportunity for cooperation and coordination between the two of us.
What was that like, Kotzebue? That seems like an interesting position, being up there, and I would imagine you had a pretty large area to cover.
I was essentially the non-physician surgeon general for an area the size of Indiana above the Arctic Circle, and Kotzebue itself and the 12 villages we served was just very interesting. The Arctic Circle is a different sort of place, as you can imagine. And as my wife told me a few times, it's certainly no place for a lady. We had leave literally every month or every other month. We'd go to Seattle or Anchorage to kind of soak up a little culture and opportunity. But it was a very interesting position.
With specific issues related to Sitka Community Hospital, I know one of them has been childbirth has been an issue at Sitka Community Hospital because of a lack of a surgeon for C-sections. Do you see a time when the hospital returns to, say, full childbirth capabilities? And I know that this plays into maybe the recruitment and retention of healthcare professionals. You know, so how do these things interrelate?
Well, I sense, and I've been here all of 24 working hours now, so forgive me for not having specific answers at this time for some of these questions. The board of itself and the staff are all involved in a strategic planning process that we hope to kind of bring to at least a first draft strategic plan sometime in November. What services we provide and what sort of objectives and goals that the CEO is assigned and that the hospital will achieve will be decided during that time, and we hope to get the community involvement in that planning process. And part of what I'll be doing here since I got here is to reach out to the community and any members of the community and any organizations in the community that would like to have input on that plan and hear what they have to say.
You've worked in 5 states, I think, including Alaska?
Yes.
At a variety of probably different hospitals. What do those experiences have in common, and how might Sitka be different?
Well, I'll tell you what they have in common. What they have in common is that we're all taking care of patients. That's our first job, is to take care of patients. And if anybody ever doubts that we have a different priority than that, I'd like them to let me know, because really everyone at every hospital is there primarily to take care of patients. After that, we can start trying to do things that make economic sense. But the first priority is taking care of patients. I'm not aware, really, that Sitka is any different other than it's prettier. It's in one of the best locations in the world. And from what I've seen, the community is very active, involved, and pretty well informed.
Getting settled in town okay and everything?
I am settled in town for an interim time. My wife and I own a house in Ketchikan, and as you know, there's strange and unusual things happening in the housing market. So we'll probably be betwixt and between for a few months, but I am established. I've unpacked. I've got things hung up, and I'm really enjoying living here.
Well, Mr. Hallgren, thank you for taking time, and welcome to Sitka.
Thank you very much.
Hugh Hallgren is the CEO of Sitka Community Hospital. He started work on September 15th.